Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Long before the rise of the Black Pride movement in the 1960s, Duke Ellington was writing music that celebrated African-American culture, personalities, and history through pieces such as Symphony in Black, Black, Brown, and Beige, Jump for Joy, and Harlem. Ellington elegantly compelled listeners and critics to treat Black life in America with the same value accorded to white people. We'll hear music from those compositions and more in the hour ahead. It's Swing It Loud, Duke Ellington's early Black Pride music, coming up next on Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
Duke Ellington with three dances from his Black, Brown, and Beige suite, West Indian Dance, Emancipation Celebration, and Sugar Hill Penthouse, three short pieces that Ellington recorded in 1944 as part of an 18-minute studio version of the suite. West Indian Dance represented the influence of black slaves and laborers from the Caribbean region. Emancipation Celebration reflected the feelings of slaves upon gaining their freedom after the Civil War, and Sugar Hill Penthouse depicting the relatively affluent life of some African Americans in 20th century Harlem. Long before the rise of the Black Pride movement in the 1960s, there was the music of Duke Ellington. Born and raised in Washington, D.C. at the turn of the century and exposed early on to pageants and teachers that celebrated black culture, Ellington moved to New York City as a professional musician in the 1920s and came of musical age during the Harlem Renaissance. Elegant, dignified, gracious, and constantly performing and composing, Ellington, Harvey Cohen writes, walked, talked, and created as if Jim Crow restrictions had never existed, his every move demonstrating the falsity of white supremacy. Early compositions such as Black Beauty and Creole Rhapsody represent some of his first attempts to pay tribute to what he would later simply term my people. But the 1935 film Symphony in Black, a rhapsody of Negro life, a 9-minute panorama of black life depicting laborers, relationships, church settings, and nightclub dancing, accompanied by a 4-part Ellington musical suite that included a young Billie Holiday vocal part, is an early landmark moment in what amounted to an ongoing Ellington project. In his book, Duke Ellington's America, Harvey Cohen writes, Ellington made a statement with Symphony in Black, a statement repeated throughout his career in various ways. He and his band did not simply entertain, but composed and performed works emanating from real life, from situations of sorrow and adversity. The human dimension of these African-American tableaus were rarely taught in schools or featured in history books at the time, but they were integral to Ellington's vision and had been since his education in the turn-of-the-century black schools of Washington, D.C., which stressed black history and identity. Duke Ellington and Symphony in Black, a rhapsody of Negro life on Nightlights. Thank you.
on land or sea was when my man walked out on me.
Duke Ellington and Symphony in Black, A Rhapsody of Negro Life, recorded in 1935 with Billie Holiday heard singing the part entitled Saddest Tale. Symphony in Black was in many ways a forerunner of what would prove to be Ellington's most significant Black pride statement. Throughout the 1930s, Ellington frequently alluded to working on an extended composition that would, he said, be a five-part symphonic saga of the African race, from the time of his life in the African jungle to present-day Harlem. This work, sometimes referred to as the Negro Opera or the Negro Suite, would eventually become Black, Brown, and Beige, premiered at Ellington's Carnegie Hall debut in January 1943. Ellington also wrote a long literary text to accompany the suite, which remained unknown for many years. He was a devoted reader when it came to this topic, eventually collecting a library of 800 books about Black history and culture. But the premiere of the suite wasn't the only nod to African-American identity at what's come to be known as the Black, Brown, and Beige concert. Ellington also presented three of his musical portraits, as he referred to them, all of them celebrating African-American entertainers of note. We'll hear tributes to the vaudeville comedian Burt Williams, the dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson, and the singer Florence Mills. Duke Ellington at Carnegie Hall in January of 1943 on Nightlights.
And now, our portraits. Thank you.
Three musical celebrations of African-American entertainers from Duke Ellington. Portrait of Florence Mills, also known as Black Beauty, an ode to the cabaret singer. Portrait of Bojangles, a tribute to dancer Bill Bojangles Robinson. And Portrait of Burt Williams, an homage to the vaudeville comedian. All recorded live at Ellington's January 1943 Carnegie Hall concert, at which he also debuted his extended depiction of African-American history, Black, Brown, and Beige. I'll have more of Duke Ellington's early Black Pride music, including a studio recording from the Black, Brown, and Beige suite, in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs, including shows about Duke Ellington's late 1940s music and a full program devoted to his musical Jump for Joy on our website at indianapublicmedia.org. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Swing It Loud, Duke Ellington's early Black Pride music on Nightlights. I'm featuring the music of Duke Ellington on this edition of Nightlights, compositions that celebrated and depicted aspects of African-American life, culture, and people. In the early 1940s, as America became embroiled in World War II, Ellington undertook two major musical efforts that made bold statements for Black identity. Jump for Joy, a 1941 show that satirized Hollywood's depiction of African-Americans, and the Black, Brown, and Beige Suite, which he debuted at Carnegie Hall in 1943. Both efforts were viewed at the time as less than successful. Jump for Joy never made it to Broadway, and Black, Brown, and Beige was knocked by some reviewers who came to it with expectations grounded in white, European classical music forms. Ellington evidently took these criticisms to heart, for he never performed Black, Brown, and Beige in its entirety again, though he did record significant parts of it. We'll hear his 1944 studio version of Work Song from the suite, celebrating the perseverance of African-American spirit and labor, preceded by this, the title song from Jump for Joy on Nightlights.
Child, jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? Oh, green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy to jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy.
Duke Ellington's work song from his 1944 studio recording of Black, Brown, and Beige, the extended work that he debuted at Carnegie Hall in 1943, and the title song before that from his 1941 musical review that satirized Hollywood's depiction of black people, Jump for Joy. Though some New York music critics gave less than stellar reviews to Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige concert, it was hailed especially in the black media. The Harlem People's Voice declared Ellington the articulate spokesman for the existence of a new Negro with a new point of view. When Ellington returned to Carnegie Hall at the end of 1943, he premiered another extended work that took its title from a book by African-American journalist Roy Ottley, New World A-Comin'. Ottley's book surveyed black history and life with optimism and pride and looked forward to a post-World War II existence that would be better for all, an implicit declaration for change in racial mores and attitudes. Ellington so took Ottley's book to heart that he wrote his musical version of it and continued to perform it for the rest of his life after its December 1943 debut at Carnegie Hall. Here's an excerpt from that performance, New World A-Comin' on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and New World A-Comin' from his December 1943 Carnegie Hall concert. Duke Ellington would continue to write musical tributes to African-American people and culture for the rest of his career, including a late 1940s suite that celebrated the centennial of Liberia and a 1963 review that he called My People. As the civil rights movement gained momentum in the 1950s and 60s, he was sometimes criticized by young activists for not making more forceful statements on the movement's behalf. When a protester confronted Ellington in the early 60s with the question, "When are you going to do your piece for civil rights?" Ellington replied, "I did my piece more than 20 years ago when I wrote Jump for Joy." He had done far more than that, though, from the start of his career in the 1920s onward. In his book, Duke Ellington's America, Harvey G. Cohen writes, "Ellington established to a multiracial audience of millions that American blacks had a long and honorable history that deserved close scrutiny." I'll close out this edition of Nightlights with Ellington's 1951 extended compositional tribute to Harlem, the community that represented pride and progress to many black Americans in the age of segregation and served as a capital of black culture in the 20th century. Harlem was commissioned by Arturo Toscanini in 1951, and Ellington often introduced it as a travelogue, describing a stroll through Harlem's various neighborhoods and the sounds heard of parades, funerals, and civil rights marches, or the music from churches and cabarets. Listen to trumpeter Ray Nance intone the name Harlem at the beginning of this piece, a musical implication that says, "We're here, we matter." Duke Ellington and Harlem on Nightlights.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I close with Duke Ellington performing his composition Harlem from the CD Ellington Uptown. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Michael McGurr. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl and from the Laughing Planet Cafe in Bloomington. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.